The Pentagon says its new Silicon Valley-based technology outreach office is seeing some early successes in rapid acquisitions. It handled its first dozen procurements in an average time of 60 days. But as Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, most of the money it spent went to established companies, not garage-style startups.
The Defense Innovation Unit Experimental, the Pentagon's startup-style outfit for reaching out to innovative companies, may have cracked the code for speeding up the DoD acquisition process. The next questions are how large the new process can scale and to what extent it will live on in the next administration. Now, in its second iteration, after having set up hubs in Silicon Valley, Boston, and Austin, DIUX awarded a total of $36 million in contracts since its May restructuring via an acquisition technique it calls the Commercial Solutions Opening. The process leans heavily on a significant expansion of other transaction authorities Congress granted to all DoD components in last year's defense authorization bill, including waiving the requirement to comply with government cost accounting standards, adding more flexibility to negotiate intellectual property rights, and adding the ability for DoD to use speedier OTAs for production of fielded systems, not just prototypes. Crucially, out of the $36 million spent on the 12 projects the office initiated since the start of the CSO process, $20 million of the funding came from the military services and agencies who were looking to solve specific problems. Raj Shah, DIUX's managing partner, says those organizations may not have been willing to try an alternative acquisition approach without assistance and top cover from DIUX.
It helps us buy down risk when working with non-traditional companies they may not have worked with before. As I've highlighted, speed, working at the speed of business is critical to our success. And so having a pool of funds of our own enables us to help get projects started earlier than we would have otherwise. So, for example, there are cases where we scope out a project, we know the full order of magnitude of the resources required, so we can front end some of that while our partners, through their processes, may take longer and they can cover more of the back end part of that contract.
Still, the DIUX awards aren't just about gaining access to companies who wouldn't otherwise do business with the Defense Department. Indeed, the largest of the CSO awards, for $12.7 million, went to Titanium to build a cyber situational awareness platform that's scalable enough to help the DoD Chief Information Officer simultaneously monitor DoD's millions of computer endpoints in real time. Even though Titanium's business is mostly commercial, its products are already widely deployed in many government agencies, and they earned formal approval to run on DoD networks months before the CSO process began. The second largest award, at $12.6 million, went to Composite Engineering and Kratos. On behalf of U.S. Strategic Command, they will conduct research into high-speed drones that can autonomously work alongside fifth-generation fighter aircraft, but neither of those firms appear to have been averse to doing business with the government outside of the DIUX process. In fiscal 2016 alone, Composite won 33 separate contracts, totaling $42 million. Kratos won 126, worth a collective $40 million. Many of the other CSO contracts did go to small companies with little or no track record in government procurement, but the awards were strikingly small. Eight of the 12 were for $1 million or less, but Shaw suggested many of those represent extremely promising technologies that the government would not normally avail itself of had it used its traditional RFP process.
So for many small companies, there are several impediments that prevent them from engaging with the department as deeply as perhaps we'd like. First and foremost is the speed of the process, right? So the CSO is a reliable and transparent process where a company can quickly understand if their proposed solution is valuable to the department or not, and then what those next steps are.
And speed is especially critical for small startup firms who are reliant on successive rounds of investment from venture capital firms. Those companies tend to see their existence as dependent on growth in a commercial marketplace, not potentially risky bids on government contracts, says Sean Singleton, the DIUX Director for Engagement.
When a lot of innovative companies look to work with the federal government, they really don't have time to sort of dissect the different acronyms, right? From them, Department of State is the same as Department of Homeland Security, which is DOD. And so a lot of these folks are focused mostly on actually trying to go ahead and get their funding, get to that next level. And as a result of that, they sort of don't necessarily view us as being a necessary stepping stone. To that end, I think one of the things that we all collectively can do is to go ahead and when we engage with these smaller companies out there, to go ahead and try to understand their commercialization objectives, and to sort of actually parse it in terms that make more sense to them. because that's where you're going to go ahead and find traction.
The unit is also looking for ways to use the Defense Department's own assets and capabilities as a convincing point to small startups who are primarily interested in speed to market, says retired Major General Robert Wheeler, who until recently was DOD's Deputy CIO for Command, Control, Communications, and Computers. He's now a senior advisor to DIUX.
DOD also brings something to the fight, too. And I won't name the company, but in one case, they said, well, why do we want to work with you? Well, you want to test your stuff, right? I have an open air range for you to do all that testing. I have all that capability. And they go, you'll let us use it? That gets them to commercial market faster than anybody.
Absolutely.
So if we can work that, now I can bring things that nobody else has. I can bring spectrum. I can bring airspace. I can bring a dynamic environment to follow things. All the stuff that people need to be successful in companies, I can bring to that as well. So that's the other relationship piece.
But even DIUX's strongest advocates aren't yet ready to predict how extensive or influential its business processes will be in a defense contracting marketplace that totals $290 billion a year. Wheeler says the answers will depend to a large extent on the unit's success going forward.
You have 20 more in the pipeline right now that we're trying to finish, and the ramping up from there depends upon the number of problems we get. And the number of problems we're getting right now are probably more than the group that we have can handle. You have other innovation groups that are coming together within DOD. And as this grows and changes, that hopefully will be integrated into the way we put into laws and the rules and the way we do business. So I think this is just the beginning of innovation. I mean, I still remember, it was my deputy when I was overseas, who's now the Chief of Staff of the Air Force and the Australian Air Force. I think he forgot for a minute that I was an American, and I loved his comment. He goes, the Americans will always do the right thing after they've exhausted every single thing else. You know, and it's the Churchill comment. And he said, and at the end of the day, though, once you wake up the sleeping giant, you can't shut him off. And so you're starting to see that level of change in DOD going, okay, we've got to do this differently. The threat, and it's a threat-driven issue for them. We worry about sons and daughters of America getting hurt. And you see the threats changing on big peer competitors. You see that going on in non-nation states. So we're going to have to do the way we do business. The culture has to change in that particular aspect, how we do that, so that the warfighting piece keeps our deterrence strong. The objective here is not to fight. It's to have a deterrence and to be the best nation in the world, putting the most innovative products out, so we never have to fight. So we have to do that better. And every single person in DOD understands that piece, and now they're trying to personify that and all the rules and how we do that stuff. It will take some time, but we will get there.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to read Jared's story online now at FederalNewsRadio.com.